The Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 3. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you all from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, may the words from my lips and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you as we go about our lives today, this week, and always. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In Luke's gospel, John has a parallel story with Jesus, of angelic announcement of his birth and miraculous conception to Elizabeth and Zechariah, and also a role in the salvation history of creation, with his prophetic call for people to turn from their old ways and be baptized to prepare the way for Jesus. People even wonder if he is the Messiah. Only he is not Jesus, but is the one to point us to Jesus. When he speaks of judgment, warning people not to be baptized without reforming their lives, and not to be complacent because they are Jewish, he is expecting Jesus to bring about the apocalypse, or the end of times, and calls people to turn to God from the ways of the world or face judgment. Many of us have heard or seen someone standing on a street corner or seen posts on Facebook or Twitter feeds preaching judgment and doom. And we often walk as far around the person as possible or scroll quickly past the feed to more palatable feeds if they are preaching about something personal or someone we know is hurt by their statement. It makes us sad and may even do the opposite of what it is meant to do, turn us away from that which harms toward life in God. Sometimes we hear it in our own family and we are unsure of what to do with this. Sometimes praying for and asking God to help us love the person with a very different understanding of God. Each day, praying and loving them in spite of our differences and in spite of their lack of tolerance of our understanding of God. Perhaps that is the light that will shine through the darkness in all of our lives. Jesus prayed after being baptized, beginning his ministry, and he prayed at the end of his ministry. Perhaps we are called to pray for everyone and with God's help try to love everyone and let God be the judge to sort it all out in the end. At other times, we can witness to the love we've received freely in baptism, claimed as God's beloved forgiven child while we were still sinners, as Christ died and rose for us on the cross, so that we might be reconciled to God, be renewed through the Spirit, to move forward from our sin, and live out our purpose in life. Many people do not understand the terminology or theology of sin these days, but wonder what their purpose is. Why are we here, they ask. Part of the baptismal journey is being raised in community to hear the word, to be brought up to learn the Ten Commandments and the creeds, the Lord's Prayer. When we are baptized, our parents and our sponsors promise to help us live among God's faithful people. We are called to gather around Word and Holy Supper to nurture our faith and our prayer life, to proclaim Christ through word and deed, and while caring for others, caring for the world God made, we are called to work for God's justice and peace. That justice and peace begins with Christ in his baptism, and he calls us into him, that in the meantime, until the end times when he will come again, he is continually calling us forward through the waters of baptism, raising us from the death of our sin to new life in him, to look around, to see how in our own lives and in our communal life, we are called to move forward in Christ, called to welcome the stranger, lift up the oppressed, care for the poor, welcome the outcasts, welcome the orphan, and care for the orphan and widow. The Gospels reflect on the ministry of Jesus beginning at age 30. Other than a birth, an infant dedication, and his 12-year temple preaching narrative, we don't hear anything else about Jesus' childhood until today, this Baptism of Our Lord Festival Sunday. Perhaps Jesus' childhood was filled with stories of what the angel Gabriel told Mary about his purpose in life and how she and Joseph were filled with the Spirit to believe and be obedient to God's will. Perhaps Jesus was figuring out his divine purpose in life and pondering on it like Mary as he was maturing. Perhaps we who are baptized, many who do not remember our own baptisms because we were claimed by God's grace as infants and welcomed into community through that baptism, where we received God's love unconditionally and were given sisters and brothers, a new family, to be loved and to love. Perhaps while we were pondering in our studies of Scripture and we affirmed our baptism in confirmation with some belief and some doubts, with unanswered questions as teenagers, yet being called forward in baptism, in this community of believers known as St. Matthew, or wherever you were a part of at the time. Perhaps we too were continually pondering what our purpose is. In this interim time, perhaps it is time that we ponder our baptism and what our purpose is as a community, where we have been, trusting that God is with us, and where God is calling us forward to. Where is God calling us to turn from that which opposes the kingdom of God in our own community in the world? Any injustice, inequality, marginalization, oppression, fear of strangers, fear of difference, fear of scarcity, fear of others. Turning away from that and turning to God. Remembering that through the grace of Christ Jesus, crucified and risen, we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit, claimed as God's beloved children in baptism, joined to one another as sisters and brothers in Christ, into the larger church, with whom Christ is present till the end of this age. We are continuously raised to new life and are called forward to live out God's purpose for our life, to work for God's justice and peace, and share his love, his mercy, and grace with others. As we come forward to receive his body and blood today, in with and under the bread and wine and Holy Communion, we can trust his presence. We can trust his grace. And we, like Jesus, can pray and ask God to guide us, to fellowship together through the various opportunities the FCC will provide for fellowship and conversation around where God is calling you and how God is calling you to serve in this world and how that might look for St. Matthew. Let us rejoice in our baptism. Let us rejoice that today, once again, God loves us and forgives us and gives us grace upon grace to move forward and begin again. Amen.